Okay. Name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is the first month, the 15th day in the year 2023. And this is the second Lord's Day after Epiphany, which the Lord hath made.
Let us be glad and rejoice therein.
Now we're going to talk about a big day in the event of the church yesterday, a really big moment in the history of the restoration of the Catholic faith. And as you know, the brothers will be getting more involved in politics, and especially Brother Will, but and the other brothers too. And we're out there with the conservative Republican movement, and we're testifying to them, because all my work is done now, so it's time to start doing that. I mentioned that many times, because if my work wasn't all done yet, I wouldn't have time to complete my work. Once this starts to happen, even now, as we're getting more people in, I'm spending more time on the internet, conversing with people during the week while they're out in the political arena. And as we said, even now this Yanuka guy's coming out in public, everything's beginning to happen. We came out before he did, you guys were out there, and then all of a sudden we become aware of this Yanuka guy. So this is all happening. And I said, this is God's will, because eventually God has indicated to us that we are going to take over at least a good portion, all New Mexico, or at least southern New Mexico, and it's going to be Catholic, or at least majority Catholic. You'll have conservative people here too. It's not made in the beginning. It's not just going to be Catholic, but conservative-minded people. And our plan was to call it a natural law party. So you can't force anybody to be Catholic, and you don't want to force anybody to believe in anything, because it's not a real. You just don't do that. They have to come to you on their own free will. But what we do is we're saying we're not going to force, but we do want to force the natural law. That we do. Everybody has the natural law, even pagans. Yeah. Pagans, Muslims, apostate Jews, Protestants. They all have the natural law. So we were going to eventually say, and it still may happen eventually, we're still trying to change the Republican Party from within. We're trying to move it to the right, because it's always moving to the left. Everything's moving to the left. Everything moves to the left. Even the Republican Party moves to the left. You got a lot of rhinos in there. And so we want to be a motivating force to pull it more towards the right and towards the natural law. And we go as far as we're going to go. So, and we'll stay in that party as long as they don't try to force us to do something sinful against faith and morals. And when that comes, and that maybe they kick us out because they don't, then we start the natural law party, and we're the ones that are going to be running it. Will be ahead of it. I'll be the spiritual advisor in the background of that natural law party. And then we'll be gathering people who, and we'll have our dictates on the natural law of things you need to believe in. Well, anyway, we knew this one day that is going to happen, but right now we're working within the Republican Party, and we're trying to pull it more towards the right, because there's still, and our opinion was, and I always said this, the multimedia does not let you know about how many conservative-minded people there are out there. There's still a good amount of people out there that are conservative-minded, at least in the red states, okay? Now, the blue states, it's a different issue. It's true, like New York City and Chicago and the blue states, you got a lot of liberals there. But overall, you still have a lot of more conservative-minded people out there than the media wants you to believe. They want you to believe that all these people out there, even the conservatives, support homosexuals. They may not be homos, but they're not against it. And they say, well, it's okay, you can be a homo if you want. No problem. Well, I don't want to be a homo myself. I don't agree with it, but you can do whatever you want. But I said, there's still a lot of people that know it's a sin. They're disgusted by it. They don't want to look at transgenders. They know it's evil. They don't want to compromise with it. They don't want to compromise on abortion for anything. Abortion is evil no matter what, for no reason. There's still a lot of people out there, and the media does not let you know about them. And if they did, and they lie when they take polls, because when the machines cheat and the other guy wins, they make it look like this guy had the people behind him anyway. So what I'm saying is there's a hidden conservative group of people out there. And the examples I give is, you can go to Walmart, right? And you get some of these kind of uneducated people. They say Walmart shoppers and stuff. They're immodest, but they're still like, you know, some people might call just uneducated, maybe in the mountains or the hillbilly kind of people. But they still have some of the natural law. So when you're in there, you'll see the guy going, you know, I don't know about you, but I don't go for that transgender crap. But I'm not transgender. I'm a bunch of freaks. Look at that purple hair freak over there, you know? Or you'll see, I saw one lady. She was immodest, but she was like a, and she had her children with her. And she goes, no one's going to tell me I can't hit my kid. My kid does something wrong. I'm going to hit him. You know, so I see when I go out that there's a lot of these people out there, they don't like it. They'll look at, like, the drag queens. They'll look at the transgenders. They'll look at, and they'll go, this is disgusting. Even though they're not 100% themselves, they don't like it. So there's still a good portion of people out there. It might split 50-50 in the United States, or 60-40, 40 conservative, 60 liberal. But especially when you're talking about, and Sierra County is a red district. It's red. Mm-hmm. They call it ruby red. Yeah. And so is Georgia. And that's why when you see Democrats winning, like in Georgia, that's got Warnock won, that was fixed. Mm-hmm. Herschel Walker, no way he lost. Mm-hmm. Georgia's got still a lot of conservative, mostly conservative people, and they're not going to vote for Warnock. But we're going to make a point on here. So what happened with the brothers are out there trying to pull things to the right, because a lot of your Republican politicians are rhinos. They're afraid to speak the truth. They compromise on election integrity. They compromise on abortion. They never talk about the homo thing. You'll see them in the beginning, maybe, when they're first talking about for the primary, Republican primary, oh, I'm pro-life. And I'm for traditional families. But when it comes to a general election, and they're going against a Democrat, no more pro-life in their ads, no more traditional family. They leave it out. They think by compromising they're going to get the lefties. But I spoke about this, so I don't want to spend too much time on it. But you lose that way, because the lefties don't like you anyway. You're caving into them. Speak your moral principles. Stay to what you believe in. Even if you lose, at least you didn't lose credibility. Now you lost all credibility. You're not even preaching the natural law to these people that need to hear it. If every Republican does that, and most of them are doing it now, then the whole world has no way to hear the truth. You're going along with the lefty liberals by keeping quiet about abortion, keeping quiet about homosexual marriages, keeping quiet about transgenders. So you don't say anything. And some of them, these Republican rhinos, are outward homos themselves and support homos. So there's everything's shifting to the left, and they're all afraid to speak up. And in my eyes, or anybody who's conservative and godly, they lose all credibility. And now you're not going to win anyway, because the liberals still aren't going to vote for you. And now you're lost, and you lost all credibility in the eyes of conservative-minded people. And I see this happening in the Republican Party. It's shifted more and more to the left. People are afraid to speak up. They think they're going to get more votes that way, but the people don't vote for them anyway. But so I spoke about this many times, how you got to stick to your guns and preach what you believe in, even if you're going to lose. If you preach the moral law to these people, even if you lose, people hear you, because the Republicans, there's only really two parties that have a voice. The third party never gets a voice. So if you're still a Republican, you can get up there and they can hear your children, your adults even. That all abortions are murder, they're evil. Homosexual marriages is an abomination. It's a sin against God. Homosexuality is a sin. Transgender is degenerate. And if you talk like that, they hear you. Now, you might not get elected for a couple of cycles, but you're going to get more and more people behind you to the point where you're going to start converting. That's how you convert people. And then God's grace is working with you, even if you're not Catholic. Even if you're a pagan, you're doing that. God will bless you because of the natural law you're staying to. And then you'll eventually start growing people. Now, think what happens, which is happening now. None of these Republicans want to talk about against homos. None of them. None of them. They may not like homos, but they're afraid to say that homosexuality is evil. Okay, so they're not. No one is saying it. The lefties are saying it's good. The Republicans are saying it's good. And there's no one teaching the children and the adults in debates. And when they have put out their ads that homosexuality is a sin against God, it's going to bring down a curse. It's bringing a curse down on this country. No one's saying it, and so nobody hears it. They're all in agreement. Nothing to convert the children. Nothing to convert the adults. And that's the way we've been going. So we said, if he gets in politics, because they want him to. What happened here? They would want Will to run for this. Sierra County Republican.
John Atiyah.
Discuss what's going on there. Yeah.
So I'm trying to remember when we started. Was it June of this year? When we went to the. I'm trying to remember.
CPAC was August.
But you were already working.
We were already going there about June,
and
right?
You told her you were going to CPAC.
Right, exactly. So we were starting about June of 2022. Okay, so basically what happened is we started going to these Sierra County Republican meetings about sixth month of 2022. And, you know, we went there just checking it out and everything. And then, you know, we would try to mingle with the people and that. And then I got to be. My thing was the voting machine, so I would go to the, as you guys know.
Yeah.
But that was the
third way.
But my big thing was like the election integrity, because what happened, here's what happened. David Clements gave a speech over at the, Caleb Cooper, who's a pastor in town here, which there's interesting things about him. And it was about election integrity and the machines, and he was there with his wife, Erin, and it was a real good speech, and it really inspired me to want to go to the county commission and talk about we should get rid of these machines. So due to that, I started going to these county commission meetings. And through that, I met this lady, Johanna Teague, who's the head of the Republican Party. She was. Now they just elected a new girl yesterday. But I got to meet her because she would speak at the county commission's meetings too. And her big thing was God and country, which is good. You know, she would talk up, she would quote scripture at these things. And then I would come up there and I would hit about why the machines, you can't trust them, how they're connected to the internet, this and that. So we got together and got along. And then I started going to the meetings, the Republican. And then she took a liking to me. So then I talked to Brother Richard about it. And we just said, okay, just take it as it comes. And we did. And then later on, we went down to CPAC in Texas, mm-hmm. Brother Ryan, Phil, and I, and that was a real good experience. Mike Lindell and Steve Bannon, those were the two ones I wanted to meet the most. Even Trump was speaking there, but I said, I want to meet them before Trump because
and Mercedes Schlapp, too.
And Mercedes Schlapp, right? She's a lady. She runs she runs it with
CPAC.
Her, CPAC,
yeah.
Right? Anyway, no, we won't go there.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I met her, and it was very big, and it was good because. I had my Lady Guadalupe hat and got to profess the dogma, and I remember Steve Bannon, oh, so you're a hardhead. I told him the dogma, he says, oh, you're a hardhead. I said, yeah, I am. He's not an Irish, he's thinking, you're an Irish hardhead.
Because he's Irish too.
Exactly, yeah. Right.
You should
exactly.
Text one to know one.
Exactly.
But tell him your head's harder than his.
Because right. I got the true faith.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that happened, and it was good, and then I came back, and then we were, I was working at the Republican headquarters before the election because we were trying to, you know, people would come in if they wanted to vote, register to vote. You know, we'd come in there. And so I started meeting more of the Republican, this guy, Ron, he's a nice guy. And we would talk politics and then the people there. So gradually from there, I get more friendly with more people. And then you go into the meetings, people start knowing who we were and stuff. And then Ryan and I would go and talk to these politicians about the voting, you know, electronic voting machines. We went to a thing in Albuquerque with Audrey Trujillo, who ran for Secretary of State here, and she's big electric integrity on the machines. And we met Coy Griffin there. We met a lot of people up there. It was really good. So then we came back and we were telling what we learned. Well, some of them didn't, like we got some rhinos here, and they didn't really care for it, you know. So they were kind of giving us a hard time with this election. And so when the election happened, I mean, if you look at what happened, there was voting spike. The machines did have a fact. They were a factor in even in our New Mexico ones. Everybody talks about Arizona, they were huge there. But even here, there was, you know. So now we're like showing this to people. Look, see, this is a big problem. Anyway, so basically, you know, we're talking about election integrity because I said this is the elephant in the middle of the room. My main point was like, look, yeah, I'm for against abortion, I'm against homosexuality, but how are you gonna have the greatest conservative platform if you don't get into office? So it's gonna be worthless, you know. I said you gotta look at this is the elephant in the room, and we gotta attack it. And so a lot of people didn't want to. The politicians here don't want to hear like our New Mexico politics, even in our districts here. So anyway, but that was the thing, and so. But Johanna, the thing is, she's the head of the, she liked what I was saying, and she was, you know, promoting me to these politicians that were kind of like rhino-ish, the ones that we have here, and she would talk me up, so, you know, she was in my corner, so like, even the girl, the other ladies on the board, the Sierra County board, they liked me too, because they were more inclined to election integrity stuff with the machine, so, you know, and so it was basically a matter of time, she kept on me, Johanna, saying, you know, you should run. I said, okay, yeah. I said, I'm not going to hold back, but yeah, I'll do it. And so basically what happened, they have all these like five positions, like you have chair, then the right underneath the
second chair.
First chair, second chair, vice chair, second chair, and then you have secretary, treasurer. There's like five positions. Well, I didn't want to go for, I'm still green, I don't know, you know what I mean? So I'm just trying to get my feet wet. So, but then they had four at-large member seats, and there were six people running for them. And so I said, well, yeah, okay, I'll let's do that because I just want to start going to the meetings and just try to, if I get in, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I know there was, because there was people that were running on the at-large members that were in good standing with the party and they had been there for years. So I said, there was three of them like that and there was four positions open. So I said, maybe the fourth position I could get, you know. But I don't know. I just said, you know, I'm going to run as a social conservative. What I did was I prayed to God and I wrote this piece and I showed it to Brother Richard and then you guys all looked at it online. And I said, once we perfected it, I said, well, here, it's all ready to go. I said, all I got to do is deliver it. And if I deliver it good, then let God decide where it's going to happen. You know what I mean? Like, what's going to happen? Because this is all, you know, I mean, I said what I'm going to say. I didn't compromise my beliefs. That's the first thing, to do God's will and not be, yep. You know, I don't want to compromise. So I said, this is approved. Let's go. Here we go. So then we got in the car, and then we left about 9:15, and we had to be there by 10. So we go over there, we leave here, go over there, get her, and then we come over to the go over to Elephant Buttes where the meeting is. And then I start talking to people, politicking, and you know, trying to get my name out there. And I was talking to this guy, the Caleb guy, who's a pastor, and he's, you know, he's a Protestant, but he's conservative Protestant. He's the guy that had the David Clements guy there, and he's against abortion and all things. So, and I had introduced myself during the elections, like right before the elections, like when I was go to these meetings, I introduced myself because this guy Ron Ketty that ran for governor, he came and spoke, and Caleb came to that. He doesn't normally come out to the meetings, but I introduced my, he knew who I was, but. As long story on that, but so I introduced, got to, you know, face to face, and so then I was talking to him at the thing yesterday. I said, "Well, look, hey, I'm running as a social conservative against homos, abortion, in all cases." This and then, oh wow, he's like, "You really wore it on your sleeve, huh?" I said, "Yeah, definitely." So he was like, "Oh, okay." So he was he just happened to sit like right in front of us too when we were doing the, you know, when we were sitting there, and anyway, so. They had the people, we went first, the at-large people, and they alphabetical order, so I was like the third one to go. So I said, all right. So, and I was practicing, I had it like under 2 minutes, like a little bit. So I honed it, because I wanted to get content in. My big thing is content. I want to get, that's why I come up there with my paper and I read it, you know, stuff, because I want to get my points in. So.
And it had to be 2 minutes.
Right? It had to be 2 minutes, right. Mm-hmm. So, okay, so I go up there and I get up there and I read it. And it was just exactly 2 minutes. And it was funny because the guy,
Jim Paxson,
he's the head, he was the head commissioner before. Now he's not, but he's still a commissioner. But anyway, I had things when I gave talks before at the commission meetings. One time I didn't know how to turn my phone off. My phone kept ringing when I was talking. So he got a little mad at me for that. And so I told him, I said, look, I said, my phone's off and I should be under 2 minutes. He said, he laughed. He said, okay, go. So then I gave the talk and the girl right there, 2 minutes exactly. I said, wow, this is totally God's will. And I guess like the other guys were saying, I got a good applause.
Oh, yeah, you did. Applause. More than half the room. Yeah.
Right, right.
Which is, we'll tell you, when you read what he said, it's amazing. It's
right.
A miracle.
Exactly.
I thought they would have stoned him.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
Martyred him.
Yeah.
Maybe he's not coming home.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then the Cooper, Caleb Cooper said, oh, good speech. A couple
right.
people said good speech.
Yeah, and he says, you got my vote. Yeah. And so all these conservative-minded, even conservative-minded Protestants liked what he said.
Right.
And you got to read what he said to understand what we're saying here.
Right.
Because what he came full out with the whole Catholic position. His letter was really good. And, you know, you're expecting the people to go crazy. But our thought was, too, and like I always believed, there are a lot of conservative people want to hear what you said.
Right.
And this proves it.
Yeah.
Somehow we got to read what you said into this lecture.
Right.
So.
Well, yeah.
Well, you want me to read it?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's going to read what he said. And then you're going to know what we're saying. Then you're going to say it is a miracle.
Yeah.
After what Will said, I thought he's going to be stoned to death or no. I did think conservative people would like it, but I didn't know how many.
Right.
But now we got a pulse on Sierra County on a test on how many conservative people we have here.
Right.
And we'll mention that later. But let him first read what he said. And
okay.
On my website, you're going to have a speech. It was filmed by Brother Ryan, so you'll see him making the speech, too.
Right.
But he's going to read it to you right here.
Right.
This is what he said. And it's got to be only 2 minutes.
Right. Two minutes. Hello, my name is William Norris, and I'm running for an at-large seat. I'm mainly running as a social conservative. As some of you know, I'm a Catholic evangelist and wear my faith on my sleeve. However, if elected, my goal will not be to harass people to get them to convert to my religion, but it will be to call upon conservatives to follow the dictates of the natural law. I stand against abortion in all cases, against homosexuality, transgenders, drag queens, and anything else that is against the natural order. I do not believe that God created homosexuals. I am pro-homeschooling. I am for law and order and the death penalty for capital crimes. Although I'm not a fan of public schools, I do believe they should be allowed to teach creationism alongside evolution, and I would try to work with local school boards to promote a more natural law curriculum. With everything moving towards the left, I believe it is crucial to have someone who can keep conservatives honest to natural law principles. As far as my economic beliefs go, I believe that people in need should be given help from the government, such as food stamps and Medicaid. However, if they can work, they must work in order to get this assistance. I also believe that election integrity, in particular getting rid of the electronic voting machines, is a crucial issue that should be vocalized and brought to the forefront. These machines have allowed for left-leaning people to take office to promote leftist policies. Whether it be radical left Democrats or go-along-to-get-along rhinos, The results of these policies have been horrible for conservative, natural law-minded people. Even though we may not be able to get rid of the machines, I believe it is imperative for conservative-minded people and politicians to speak up on this issue. How can we promote conservative values if we are barred from getting into office by these machines? In closing, another plus is that my work schedule is flexible, and thus I can show up for events and will be able to help out with tasks that need to be done for the party. I'm a very convicted and loyal person as long as my duties and responsibilities do not conflict with my religion and faith and morals. I think that these points will help me to be an asset to the Sierra County Republican Board, and I humbly ask for your vote. Thank you.
I'd now like to have my phone call. Hello everyone, my name is William Norris, and I'm mainly running as a social conservative. As some of you know, I'm a Catholic evangelist and wear my faith on my sleeve. However, if elected, my goal will not be to harass people to get them to convert to my religion, but will be to call upon conservatives to follow the dictates of the natural law. I stand against abortion in all cases, against homosexuality, transgender, drag queens, and anything else that is against the natural order. I do not believe God created homosexuals. I'm pro-homeschooling. I'm for law and order and the death penalty for capital crimes. Although I'm not a fan of public schools, I do believe that they should be allowed to teach creationism alongside evolution, and I would try to work with local school boards to promote a more natural law curriculum. With everything moving towards the left, I believe it's crucial to have someone who can keep conservatives honest to natural law principles. As far as my economic beliefs go, I believe that people in need should be given help from the government, such as food stamps and Medicaid. However, if they can work, they must work in order to get this assistance. I also believe that election integrity, in particular, getting rid of the electronic voting machines, is a crucial issue and should be vocalized and brought to the forefront. These machines have allowed for left-wing people to be put into office to promote leftist policies. Whether it be radical left Democrats or go-along-to-get-along rhinos, the result of these policies have been horrible for conservative, natural law-minded people. Even though we may not be able to get rid of the machines, I believe it's imperative for conservative-minded people and politicians to speak up on this issue. How can we promote conservative values if we are barred from getting into office by these machines? In closing, another plus is that my work schedule is flexible, and thus I can show up for events and will be able to help out with tasks that need to be done for the party. I'm a very convicted and loyal person, as long as my duties and responsibilities do not conflict with my religion and faith and morals. I think that these points will help me to be an asset to the Sierra County Republican Board, and I humbly ask for your vote. Thank you.
Yeah, that was perfect.
Yeah.
Now, when we read that, that's exactly what I, in my lecture, I said, we don't hold back. And I said, let the chips, and I said to Brother Will, this is what we're saying. I said, Will, I know it's God's will for you to go as far as you could. And what I told Brother Will is, we're not going to compromise on the faith. As soon as they try to make you compromise on the faith, then we're no longer running for office. Yeah. Then maybe you can help out somewhere, but you're not going to be a politician.
Right.
And as a note to this, before we go any further on this, there was an oath that he had to take. And this oath stated that the only part that was bad that he couldn't take was his, I pledge to defend and support the U.S. Constitution. The rest was okay. Now, I said, so Will was given the oath, and he told her, as long as it's not sinful, I can take it. So I said, no, you can't take that. You have to tell him this. I pledge to support and defend the non-sinful laws in the Constitution. If you can add that clause, then you can run for the office if you have to take that oath. Right. If you can't add that clause, then you can't run for office and your political career is over. And that's it.
Exactly.
I mean, and so he gave that to her, and she had some judge looking at it, this Judge Lee, I think.
Right.
And he was supposed to be there. And then he, for some reason, he couldn't make it.
Well, I guess he didn't want to be political. He said he couldn't do it because it was a political.
It's a yeah.
And he's a Republican,
yeah, right.
So they,
yeah.
It'd be a conflict
yeah.
of interest. So he... So
she finally got back to Will and said, and it took a while because we showed her where we disagree with the U.S. Constitution, which was the slavery thing. They were making like slavery is intrinsically evil, the women vote,
right.
Which was feminism. We were against that. And so it was an opportunity also to witness to them as to what we believe in and why. So if he could say, I pledge to support and defend the non-sinful laws in the Constitution, that would have been fine. So she's trying her best to find her way around this, and I guess she got back to Will, and she said to Will, hey, good news, you don't have to take it.
Yeah.
And so I thought it just meant Will. So then we're saying, maybe the others are going to take it, but you don't. And I said, that's going to be good because you're going to stand on like a sore thumb.
Yeah.
And they're going to come up and say, why didn't you take the oath? And then so Will had these 10 letters ready. We're with my stuff in there. Why we have against the Constitution
and the pledge
in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Right.
And so he was ready to give it to all these people when they asked the question. Yeah. Or he thought maybe they all have to get up there and say I do, but he just doesn't say I do.
Yeah.
He doesn't raise his hand. He doesn't say do.
Right.
But what happened when he went there? She said no one has to take the oath.
Yeah.
So no one had to take it. So the oath issue didn't even come up.
No.
Now, so, could I say to Will? I believe God is moving you into the political arena. I don't know how far. There's a point maybe where they're going to kick you out and we can't stay in there. But I said, let's go as far as we can go. I told Declan this in his secular job as a manager. He's a very efficient manager. He has ambition to rise up. He says, that's good. As long as they don't make you do something sinful, rise up as high as you can go.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph in Egypt, you know, he was the second in charge.
Mm-hmm.
So my main thought was, see, I think God is pushing you to get in there. But I said, look, even if you don't get in, and you don't get elected, you making that speech in front of those people is all I want.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to hear what you say, what we believe in, even if they don't elect you, even if it's like the minority of the people, they're going to say, this is the conviction I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
But it turned out to be better than we even expected because he actually did. He won by one vote, actually. It was a tie for third position. 3 and 4 got 39. There were 64 or 65 people there.
Mm-hmm.
And 39, he got 39, and the third place lady got 39.
Right.
But 39 out of 64, that's 61% of the vote. So 61% of the people voted for him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's giving us a little thing about, which is a miracle to me after you read that speech. Even Caleb Cooper said he voted for him, and he's a conservative Protestant. And we vote for conservative Protestants too.
Yeah.
So I was surprised, but happy too. Because I was ready, 80% of me said he was going to win, but 20% no. But that he's going to win because it's a miracle. That's what I'm saying. So even though we won by one vote because the other person was 38 votes, it's an infinite amount of votes in God's eyes.
Yeah.
God regulates the whole thing.
Yeah.
Even if you didn't bring that the woman there, God could have two of the guys who are showing up to vote against you. Their car breaks down. They don't show up.
Right.
I said, no one's going to stop God's will.
No.
And I didn't know what it was for sure till after. And I said, that's good. This is more what I did believe will happen. And if it did happen, it's a miracle. And it is a miracle.
It is a miracle.
After what you were. But it proves something to what I said. There's a lot of people that like to hear what you said there.
Yeah.
At least we're ruby red. If you said this in Chicago or New York, you'd be dead. But I always say this. With these people in town, there's three kinds of people. The people that like us, they don't agree with everything, but they like us.
Mm.
They like a lot of what we say, conservative-minded people. They like your conviction, but they don't agree with everything.
Right.
You get people that absolutely hate us.
Yeah.
Absolutely hate us. And you get other people that are neutral, and they don't care.
Yeah.
But usually it's a hate-love thing.
Yeah.
But I said, I believe that there's still, even now, in all the Georgia, the red states and red counties, they want to hear what Brother Will just said. And he said it perfectly, too, because he's saying, okay, he's Catholic, but he's not going to try to force me to convert and all that, but at least he's convicted with his own religion. And at the end, did you say something about, as long as I don't have to compromise with my religion and faith, wasn't it?
Yeah, faith and morals.
Oh, he did say that.
Yeah.
And so, there's more people out there like that wanting to hear what he said than the machines cheat, the polls cheat. And I just like I said earlier, when you go to Walmart, I see enough conservative-minded people. I say, I can't see that hillbilly kind of a guy going for a pink-haired, you know. He's going to say, you better get out of here, kick your ass, you know. But after they heard you, somebody who maybe didn't know you, now they know you.
Yeah. Exactly.
You see? And even if you didn't get elected, they heard you.
Right.
And let's say you didn't get elected, but 30 people voted for you, and they're going to come up and say, hey, I respect you. I really like what you said. And they're going to tell 30 other people.
Exactly.
And they're going to tell 30 other people.
So, well, like I told Richard, like, even if we lose, I said, we're not going anywhere. We're still going to go to these meetings. So, you know, people are going to know, like the people that liked us, if we didn't win, they're going to spread the word. And then we're going to be more visible at these meetings,
and
too.
And it grows.
And we're going to see. They're going to see who we are. And then the next time I would win. You
but this was surprising.
It was.
But the way it seemed like God was going to get you there, and that's why I still say it's a miracle.
Yeah.
But in a sense, It's true what I always did believe in. There is a lot of people who want to hear what you say.
Yeah.
You know, and look, we voted for Trump. He's a Protestant. He's he's not even, he's like a liberal on a lot of views, right. But he's the best lesser of the evil.
Right.
So even the Protestant looking at you, even though he knows you're Catholic, at least he sees your conviction, and you're not a mushy.
Right.
At least we're speaking up for true Catholics.
Right.
He knows we're like the mush heads that are out there. Yeah. You know, we're giving Catholicism a good name.
Right.
You know, by what you did there.
Yeah.
And so you can do this in a red state. But if you were in a blue state, no, maybe not. But you still got to do it in a blue state.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you're a Republican in a blue state, same speech.
Yeah.
Republican. Maybe if this was blue county, yeah, you'd have two people maybe out of 64.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah, exactly.
And they'd come up and say, hey, I'm glad you said that. And they're going to tell two more people.
Yeah.
Next time you get up, five.
Yeah.
Next time, 10.
Yeah.
But they need to hear it.
I know. If they come up by here,
a lot of people have had it up to here with this stuff. They have.
Well,
you look at some of these commercials. They still say the drag queens and the fairy birds with the pink hair. I still think your average person says, blah!
Exactly.
Blah! And you know how you can tell? Because a lot of the movies, the freaky Hollywood movies they put out, they're not popular.
No
one watches them anymore.
Yeah.
No one looks at them. They look at manly movies where a man's a man and a woman is a woman. Those make the big hits.
Exactly.
So your average person still doesn't like it.
Yeah.
But this was a big day because this is our introduction into the political arena. And like I told Will, as long as you don't have to do anything sinful,
right,
you go as far as you can go.
Yeah.
And you get to testify. This whole thing on the oath is like a miracle, too. No one's got to take the oath.
I know.
And I thought about the oath thing, too, because they know there's other Protestants that don't believe they can take oaths. You know, that you're not allowed to swear or take an oath. So what do they do?
Yeah.
You know, or other people have conscience matters too.
Right.
So they know you're not the only one that has these problems.
Right.
And this goes to show you what happened here too. And I always said, imagine if you had a true pope in Rome, which we haven't had for who knows how long, 1,000 years maybe, and you got these at least 1130.
Mm. Yeah.
But
these
anti-popes, when the United States was founded, these anti-popes in Rome, to protect their own flock, she'd say, our Catholic citizens in the U.S. are going to be good citizens. They're going to be loyal and obedient to you as long as you don't try to make them do something against faith and morals. Mm-hmm. And we do pledge allegiance to whatever country you're in. We honor the country. We support it. We respect it. We defend it if we have to, but not if they try to make us do something sinful.
Yeah.
So they've done this in other countries. So if they were real popes, they should have said, they cannot take the Pledge of Allegiance the way it's worded.
Yeah.
Word it like this, word it like that, and they'll take the Pledge of Allegiance, and they will obey you.
Right.
But they cannot pledge to something that's sinful. They never stood up.
No.
They never said anything. Mm-hmm. They allowed the heretical oaths and Pledge of Allegiance to take effect and for the nominal Catholics to take it.
Mm-hmm.
Knocking them all out of church, mm-hmm, professing heresies. And that's why you see the way the nominal Catholics are today.
Mm-hmm.
There's their religion doesn't mean anything.
No.
You know, it's like one amorphous blob in the United States of humanism.
Yeah.
But he put the issue on the oath.
Right.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And look what happened.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have to take it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You see? Imagine what these popes, if they were real popes, what they could have done.
I know. Exactly.
And they could, if they were real popes,
God
would have given, they would have conceded.
Right.
Well, she tried to make the claim, well, you know, they were, the founding fathers were God-fearing men, and they were, I said, well, look, then no, they weren't, they were true Catholics. But I said, the Constitution, she tried to say, like, well, how they're misconstruing the Constitution today, like making it some, you know, taking out of context and having some liberal socialism. I said, no, but the Constitution in and of itself, these amendments are against my
faith.
Yeah. And
she told the founding fathers were not even Christians.
Exactly.
Not even nominal Christians. Mm-hmm.
She watched the link. I sent her that link on Faith of the Founding Fathers, and she had watched that before.
The Hidden Faith of the Fathers.
Hidden Faith of the Founding Fathers. And so, you know.
And he got, as a side note, he got her and her people to look at that, which was a real big plus because they were lied to, really.
I mean,
you may believe that, but when you look at that and you study it, you go, they weren't even nominal Christians.
Right.
They hated Christ.
Right.
They hated the Bible. They made up they were like Freemasons, humanists. Mm. And so now you got these people looking at this,
mm-hmm,
okay? And I'll say one thing, too. The people that voted for you, the lesser of evil, all conservative Protestants are the ones that really do say God comes first, and they mean it.
Yeah.
Because if they say that, then they will stand up, and they will say, and you'll hear them say the better ones, this country is nothing compared to God.
Yeah.
If they make, then the heck with this country, I go with God.
Right.
Now you got the other people,
mm-hmm,
so-called conservative Protestants, USA, USA.
Mm-hmm.
They idolize it. They'll say maybe God comes first, but not really.
Mm-hmm.
The USA comes first
in
their mind. But if God really comes first, and even in the nominal Christian Protestant mind, If they really mean that and they're reading the Bible, they know.
Right.
When they see things happen in the United States, they go, yeah, this is wrong.
No.
That is not right. No. I can't continue to support this country.
Exactly.
I can't say it's like the golden sting upon the chair, like it's like some pure thing. It's a harlot.
Yeah, exactly.
When you study it, you see? And you judge it to the Bible. So you're really getting really, truly conservative-minded people that at least care about the Bible, even though they don't have the whole faith yet. But they're not lying about it.
Right.
And I mean lying about it, too, like when Obama got up there, and he's first Biden, then Obama, homos can get married, and he says, I'm a Bible believer and reader. And Obama said that. Now, come on, folks. This guy's not a Bible believer.
Exactly.
He may read it, but he don't believe it.
No.
You know? But the ones that come out and acknowledge that this thing is really bad. Then the bad thing is you do have these rhinos that know it's bad, but they're afraid to say it politically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And that's why you need some, and people are sick and tired of it.
Yeah.
You've got to come right out and say what you believe in and let the chips fall where they are.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and they always, I always say they do. When it comes to the primaries, because the Republicans are mostly conservative, they'll talk pro-life, traditional family values. When it comes to the main election with the Democrat, no more pro-life, no more traditional family. They keep their mouths shut.
Yeah.
When they're debating, they don't talk about it.
Exactly.
And they, that's it. You're the same as the Democrats.
Exactly.
Who am I voting for here?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
So anyway, they're looking for people, and they're looking for what you said there in that letter. It is a miracle, but it proves that there's still a lot of people who want to hear what you said.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the beginning of a big thing for us. I don't know. We go as far as we can go. We take it as it comes.
That's what, totally, yeah. Because politics is so volatile. You know, they can one day you're good, and the next day they'll throw you right out under the bus, you know, but... Yeah, I don't want to compromise in my beliefs and faith.
But God's doing a good movement here, because even as Caleb Cooper, he's a conservative Protestant.
Mm.
He's not as convicted as maybe we want on other issues, but convicted enough. And he did stand up against the COVID stuff where they tried to shut down the churches.
Right.
We'll tell you about that.
Right.
And they tried to force him to close down the church by state decree, and he refused to do it.
Right.
And Sheriff Glenn Hamilton backed him up.
Yep.
Because they have a new thing that just came out the other day, and he said it's going to probably go viral. It's
non-compliance.
It's called non-compliance too.
Yeah.
And he's the only. And what happened was he had the sheriff Glenn Hamilton came into his church, and they didn't close down. And he deputized some of the people that were there.
Exactly.
And they're the only ones that did in the whole United States.
That's what he said.
They're the only ones that had the guts to stand up against that and not and say, you have, and Caleb Cooper said this in that little video, he says, you may make laws, but God's law comes first.
Yeah.
And if you try to conflict with God's law, then I'm not going to listen to you. It's not, he says, I got to obey God's law.
Right.
And so this, he just told, somebody told you, learned about it.
Yeah.
And he's the one that told Will, he says, Will, you got my vote. So, he's the most popular guy in this whole area.
Right.
A lot of people go to him. So he's a good person to have on your side.
Yeah.
And he's conservative on a lot of issues. He wasn't as forceful on the homosexual parade thing as we wanted him. But I think maybe he can look at that and say, hey, I think maybe these guys are right.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you speak up like we did, even at the homo parade, that's what makes a difference.
Exactly.
You got to shock people out of their melancholy, out of their indifferentism.
Right.
But he was strong on that issue of closing the church.
Right.
And this is just all happening. Last night?
Premiered. They had a girl, she's some civil constitution lawyer. She's like, he said she's the best constitutional lawyer in the United States, but they had a premiere at his church last night. And he gets up there, like, after all the speeches and we're waiting for the vote tally, he's like, yeah, come to my church tonight. We got this world premiere on this video, and he's telling us all non-compliant, too, it's called. And he's like, we were the only ones that didn't, you know, that fought the mass thing, he said, in the country, and that, you know, we had the sheriff deputize our things, and he said, come to my church tonight. We're going to world premiere this and that. So the girl, even, there was this constitutional lawyer lady, she was there, too. But he has it. It's on. I think you can buy it. I was looking at it. You can like buy it. It's like
a clip on it, but I didn't see
it's a trailer.
Buy it.
I've got a voicemail on the church phone. The voicemail was from the New Mexico State Police, and the officer said that New Hope Revival Church is non-essential and must shut down. I knew I needed to connect with the sheriff. I knew it was the chief law enforcement of the region.
I remembered getting to attend a Chris Ann Hall seminar in Albuquerque. And she had talked about the Shire Reeves.
And I said, listen, I want to know if you'll stand for God Rights. And he looked me right in the eyes and he goes, Pastor, I will defend you. Even if it means I got to go to jail myself.
I don't know. I didn't look too much into it, like individual. But you could. They said after last night, you could get it online. So we're gonna look at it eventually, definitely.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then he was like right in front of me, and he looked at me after I gave my speech. You got my vote for sure. And then his wife was right now. Excellent speech. You know, she was real supportive too. You know.
And you see what's great about all that is too, because like we say, they know you're convicted, right?
Right.
And even when we see a convicted Protestant, even though he's not Catholic, if he's the best, we vote for him.
Exactly.
I don't care. He's convicted. Yeah. He's more nominal Catholics are the
most
the worst people in the whole world.
Yeah, they are.
So there's that natural. You're starting the natural law party. You're going in there with conviction and goodwill, mm-hmm. and all we need is one miracle from God, and we're going to have mass. We're going to have like Pentecost Day conversions because you're planting seeds right now.
Yep.
And these, and what you said there by not holding back is proof of what we always said.
Exactly.
When you don't hold back, and then another point I want to make, what Will made the other day, a really good point. He said it was all paper ballot voting.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. There was no machines.
Yeah.
If a machine was there, you would have lost.
Yeah, exactly.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If a machine was there, Will, you would have got two votes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Not 61%. Maybe you would have got 10 votes.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, less than 10 votes, 20%.
Exactly.
Machine ballot.
Yeah.
That was hand counting ballot. If it was, if you were running for a major thing, and that's your point on the machines.
Exactly.
Here's my point. I just tell the brother Will on this. This is important.
Yeah.
We're in a ruby red county. And Georgia's will be red mostly in your southern states and all that. Okay. So and Arizona is very conservative. So how is it that Will got up and said what he said, which is more extreme than any of these rhinos even, even more extreme than the Carrie Lakes, and she's bad too with the homo thing, or Herschel, maybe he doesn't say nothing about it, but he's at least more conservative than the other guy.
Right.
How's it that Will gets 61% of the vote after what he said, and they lose?
Yeah.
They don't get they don't get anything.
Yeah.
In other words, there was at least 61% of the people in their states that are like conservative.
Yeah.
They're not going to vote for Warnock.
No.
They're not going to vote for the Democrat,
exactly.
Which proves those machines were fixed.
Yeah,
you
know? Totally.
The fact that you got in by a hand count on 61%,
they
should have got in too.
Totally.
Even though they weren't as hard as you are.
Exactly.
They're at least more conservative than the Democrats.
Exactly.
So who are you going to vote for if it's a ruby red state like Arizona and Georgia?
Exactly.
The Democrat?
No.
And then the polls come out and lie about it?
I know.
You know?
Yeah. It's because they get the media.
Now, if you had the polls taking a poll on this, he's running. He's only got like maybe 10 votes, 5 votes, maybe up to 6. I don't know. He's nobody. And the people are listening.
Exactly.
And then the machines are fixing it.
Yep.
So there's a lot of things happening here. And so our job is to first, for the Catholic faith, for the glory of God, and for the benefit of people that we're living with in this community, to try to help everything move towards the right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was a great big day yesterday,
yeah.
And I still say it's a miracle.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. I do too. Oh, yeah.
So we thank God for that, and he goes as far as he can go.
Yeah.
And it's great, because every time you get stuck, you give that same thing.
Exactly.
All right? So they want you to move up to, like, state representative, state senator, House representative, U.S.
I don't know if they're going to be that lenient on the oath with that.
No, they're not.
Exactly.
That's what I mean.
That's
what
I told them.
As you go up,
yeah, exactly.
Then we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
It's
the Republican Party that gave me leeway.
No, here's another thing I told Will, too, by the way. Guaranteed, when you go up, they're going to force you to take the oath sooner or later.
Totally.
But here's what I said even now. If they said, no, 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 you need to take the oath as it's written or you can't run for office. What we were going to do then is file a complaint and say this is prejudice against my religion,
your religious
persecution. I have a religious belief, and because of that, you're banning me from office, and this is against the religious liberty of the United States.
Yeah.
And we were going to make that claim.
Yeah.
And we were going to say you're prejudiced against my Catholic religion.
Right.
I said, you know what? You've had guys in here like Biden. They're not real Catholics.
No.
So they take the oath.
Exactly.
I'm a real Catholic. I can't take the oath.
Exactly.
You're prejudiced. That we were ready to do all of that.
No.
And maybe
eventually
that will happen. And maybe they'll say, okay, we'll let you put this clause in. Because there's other people, like even, what do Protestants do who don't believe you can take an oath?
Yeah.
Exactly. Even take an oath at all.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But... So anyway, but I think eventually, too, the whole thing's going to crumble, and we're going to start the natural law party. It's going to come from us.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to be the home base, natural law party. We don't force anybody to be Catholic. Anybody from any religion can belong to it.
Yeah.
As long as you believe in these natural law principles that we're going to lay out,
yeah.
you can belong to it. And That's the beginning of, and then from there, eventually we got our own little Catholic state.
Yeah, exactly.
In New Mexico here. Half of it or all of it.
Yeah.
I know that's going to happen, you know, one way or another. So this is just the beginning. I mean, God did it to Joseph in Egypt. Mm-hmm. He did it to Daniel in Babylon. And when you look at Joseph, right? Second in charge in all of Egypt. Mm-hmm. Pagan Egypt. Mm-hmm. But what an influence he was having on the people there by letting them know about history, because he never compromised his faith. And that's what. And then here's the biggest thing of all: God's on your side.
Exactly.
And that's why you won that. It's one vote.
I agree.
That one vote's like a million.
Yeah.
You're gonna win. You're gonna win no matter what. God wants you to win.
Exactly.
You're gonna win.
Yeah.
And God likes to make it close like that.
Oh, totally.
Remember, like Moses, when Pharaoh was coming down on him,
yeah.
And they say, "Moses, Moses, yeah. We got the Red Sea in front of us.
Yeah.
We're dead." And,
yeah.
And God's waiting.
Yeah.
He's waiting.
Yeah.
He's waiting. Just to the point where they start coming up, and then boom, the Red Sea opens.
Yeah.
So, we thank God for this moment that we had yesterday. It was a very good moment in our career here. And it's a good example for the brothers in Ireland and elsewhere,
mm-hmm.
where they have to start making professions on for their... Because it's still good to get involved whenever you could, because you've got to try to convert people.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you got to get the lesser of evil. Yeah, you're not going to... You're always going to find something evil about the people. You got to go with the lesser of evil. And even try to convert the greater evil. Like, not everyone's the same on the left. There's
right.
different kind of left.
Yeah. Exactly.
Left some of the left people are better than the rightists on certain issues.
Right.
And they are.
No.
And so you can even get... Yeah. So you get a whole bunch of people who are sick and tired of compromising politicians.
Right.
They want conviction. When you look at what the mess they've done in Ireland,
yeah.
How far everything is to the left.
Yeah, totally.
So bad, it's horrible.
Yeah.
And so if you find anybody that's semi-good or a little, like Enoch Burke, was that his name, who stood up again?
Yeah, yeah.
So you got to try to support people like that.
Exactly.
And you go into these things and you witness to them and you try to pull them to the right.
Yeah.
You try to pull them more to the right and send them to the site.
Exactly.
Pull them to the right and send them to the site.
Yeah.
Pull them to the right and send them to the site.
Yeah.
Pull them to the right and send them to the site.
That campaign slogan.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Site. And then pull them to the right.
Even the stuff that happened with Brother Dermot, where that particular Irishman was giving him the lowdown.
Yeah, I know.
That was a miracle.
That was a total
right
miracle.
There, where the guy's
like
telling him, you know,
revealing that during the
yeah.
of the
this is what you're. This is what
what's
really going
exactly.
on with your Irish politicians. Just like all you know, a bunch of gangsters, a bunch
totally.
Of Freemasons,
yeah.
humanists,
yeah.
you know, one world globalists,
yeah,
and people who you thought were your heroes,
right?
And you know, we got the same problem here as they do. It's Irish nationalism there. It's USA nationalism here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, USA. You look at those guys.
Yeah.
They're pretty big, too, man.
Yeah,
that's the group of people I say where the United God doesn't really have a place.
Yeah, yeah.
They talk about God, but the USA is equal to God.
Yeah, exactly.
Or really above in their own mind.
Yeah.
The minute you open your mind against the USA, the mouth against the USA, you want to kill you. Anyway, God's got a lot of good work here. Now, you could imagine when you see these people already liking a lot of what you're saying, and then God does a couple miracles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some powerful miracles. And also at the same time, the Antichrist is going to do his miracles from demonic miracles,
definitely.
And they're going to see what he's preaching.
Yeah.
And they're going to say, well, where do you want to go?
Exactly.
Well, where do you go?
Yeah.
So anyway, this was a great day. A monumentous day yesterday.
Thank you, Lord. Yep, definitely.
Thank you.
Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
And all the brothers for all your prayers.
Exactly. Yeah, I want to mention that, too.
And he's like a template to what's going to happen in Ireland,
mm-hmm.
what's going to happen in Brazil,
yeah.
Argentina, and that's...
Yeah.
The party's home's going to be here, but the natural law party's going to go throughout the world.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
It's gonna, you guys are going to do it in Ireland? You're gonna,
right.
He just got to first base.
Yeah.
First base.
He did. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
He's safe.
You're right. He got a hit. He's on the first
bang, bang. Yeah.
We don't get the home run until we get the middle.
Exactly. Exactly. No, thank you, brothers, for your prayers. I need to mention that. You guys
are
very helpful, definitely.
And also the input on the letter.
Exactly.
Back and forth. You know, how we mold
excellent.
The letter
yep.
the right way. This will be online.
So,
go ahead.
Oh, Richard. Hello, I couldn't get to the computer quick enough there. Just a big congratulations to Brother Will. Congratulations,
yeah.
Brother Will. It was a great achievement.
Thank
really
you.
Got
thank good. You. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your prayers, definitely.
And it's going to be a good template for the brothers in Ireland, too.
Yeah.
You know, because when they go, it's infectious.
Right.
You know what? If people can be corrupted by evil, which we know can happen,
right.
How much more can they be purified by good?
Exactly.
God's grace is more powerful than the devil. Mm-hmm. So, and you, for the goodwill people out there,
right?
You don't know how far God will let him go.
No,
nobody, yeah. nobody knows that.
Well, he'll be the leader of the whole natural law party. And then you have the other Irish, Northern Ireland, Southern Ireland. You have districts in Germany, Brazil, and that's what's going to happen.
Yeah,
it's going to just like that.
You know, I just want to make one comment. Like, after, you know, going in, I'm like, oh, whatever. But then after I gave the talk, God gave me this confidence. I knew I was going to, I was telling Ryan, I was like, oh, man, I was fretting about the oath. Like, and,
yeah,
but
yeah.
It was almost like God was telling me you were going to win.
You're going to win.
I knew I was going to win.
Especially because the oath wasn't
given. Exactly.
That's another sign.
But,
so
yeah.
But God gives you that confidence.
He did. He did. He gave me, I couldn't explain it, but I mean.
It's God's grace.
After the, but after the speech, I said.
He gives you the confidence. But there you're talking about 61%.
Exactly.
If you want to take that as a microcosm, in spite in a microcosm, 61% of the people
that stopped it is still going.
No,
stop
you can stop it.
Yeah.